Still with movies, director James Cameron is best known for his film The Titanic, about the sinking of that famous ocean liner. His new movie is also about sinking ships, high-tech submarines that search ocean depths for the sometimes fantastic creatures that live there. James Cameron also loves technology, so Aliens of the Deep is a really big-screen IMAX documentary in 3D. Here's Day to Day's technology contributor, Shani Jardin.
James Cameron brought custom-built digital 3D cameras to the bottom of the sea to focus on the otherworldly life forms who make the sunless, frigid ocean floor their home. The film's thesis is that undersea exploration might teach us valuable lessons about exploring life on other planets. What he captures in stereoscopic 3D is amazing. A giant jellyfish wearing a trailing glass gown. Swarms of see-through shrimp dancing around plumes of lava-heated water so hot it could melt lead. But all of this becomes even more amazing when you consider the fact that it's real. No special effects. This is nature. The result? A kind of reality sci-fi that makes your jaw drop and makes you forget you're wearing plastic 3D glasses.
We show people something that is a must-see experience. Mm. They evolve very, very quickly from, do I have to wear the glasses, to, is this one of those films where I get to wear the glasses?
Filmmaker James Cameron is showing Aliens of the Deep at IMAX cinemas equipped to display movies on large format 70mm film. But Cameron says his next step will be developing movies for fully digital theatrical environments.
Revolutionize the image capture capability with digital cameras. Mm-hmm. You revolutionize the way in which the images are displayed through digital projection. All of a sudden, you've got a fundamentally different experience.
30-year-old astrobiologist Loretta Hidalgo is one of the film's stars. She was working at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab in California when she was invited to join Cameron and his cast of scientists. A few months later, Hidalgo found herself 3,000 feet under the Atlantic Ocean in a fishbowl-shaped rover. It protected her from the millions of pounds of pressure overhead and served as a window to a world rarely seen by human beings.
Muscles the size of dinner plates, like attached to the rock, that are covered in rust. The hot black smoke is pouring out different parts of the chimney, and it's just this whole like wonderful mix of excitement and terror.
Two at a time, Hidalgo and fellow scientists paired up with James Cameron and brother Michael Cameron, who engineered the exploration vehicles, to descend and film what they found in 3D. There were some strange and memorable encounters.
Uh-oh, he sees us now. Hey.
There is a squid or an octopus, I can't remember right at this moment, but comes up right at the gripper that we have on the front of the robot, and he starts wrapping his tentacles around the gripper. But we just watch, and we're thinking, you know, maybe this octopus doesn't know who he's dealing with. He probably can't even see us because he's not used to having all this light on him. He's no idea what's going on. He's never encountered robots before. So we had this sort of alien encounter with this, you know, adventurous octopus who wanted to come pay us a visit.
Who's grabbing who?
Like Cameron, Hidalgo says she and the other scientists who participated hope that the resulting film sparks a passion for exploration in the minds of those who see it. In particular, young people who may one day learn more about these worlds than we know today.
Oh, this is gorgeous. I'm loving this.
For Day to Day, I'm Shani Jardin.